The second week of the 89th General Assembly was a relatively quiet time. It's expected that next week there will be far more activity and many proposed pieces of legislation will begin their runs through the House and Senate. Late yesterday, after business had been completed at the state capitol, Representative Charlie Collins, a Republican from Fayetteville, sat down with Roby Rock from our content partner Talk Business to discuss tax policy.
Charlie Collins is the chair of the House Revenue and Tax Committee, and he says he's already seen several drafts of bills dealing with potential tax policy changes. Roby asked Representative Collins about what we might expect over the next several weeks in Little Rock when it comes to Arkansas's tax future.
Let's talk about a little bit of what's going to happen in revenue and tax this year. Speaker Carter told us at the very end of the week in his press conference that a lot of discussions going on about tax reform. He would maybe rather see some action happen later than sooner because it's going to impact the budget so much. Where do things kind of stand right now?
Well, I think there are many pieces to the puzzle, and you're right. I think Speaker Carter is focused on the whole animal, and I think that's a smart way to go. So, number one, we need to make sure that we've got a plan for a balanced budget. Number two, we've got to make sure we've got a plan that takes care of the neediest among us. So we've got Medicaid shortfall. We've got education adequacy to consider. And there's some other spending priorities that people have. But once we get a beat on those things and understand what the money flows look like, and the good news is we're seeing money flows that are probably a little bit better than people might have thought 6 months ago or 9 months ago. Mm-hmm. Then we've got to get down to, okay, how do we help working people in Arkansas? And as you mentioned, as the chair of the tax committee, what I'm seeing are lots and lots of proposals and suggestions. And a lot of them basically start off like this. Arkansas is the only state or one of few states, or Arkansas is a state that has the highest tax rate on fill in the blank. So what we need to do is, you know, for this group or that type of business or whatever, reduce that burden so that we can be more competitive with states around us.
But you cannot be everything to everyone. I mean, you're not going to be able to address all of those concerns that everybody has of wanting to be number one or outpacing some other state. So where's the balance going to come from?
That's exactly right. It would be great because almost all of these are wonderful ideas and would help us in important ways and help meet the needs of important constituents and people here in Arkansas. But as you said, we can't do everything right away. So I think there are three different groups that are looking closely at all of these considerations. Obviously, you've got the House. And the tax committee in the House. You've got the Senate and the tax committee in the Senate. Obviously, you've got the governor and a lot of folks in the executive branch. And so I think all three of those groups are going to be bringing some different perspectives. And what I'd like to see is for us to be able to sit down and talk through those priorities and make some decisions together about what the best steps are for Arkansas in 2013-2014.
You've had some strong opinions on tax reform, particularly individual income tax reform in this state. Are you going to be pushing that agenda as chairman? Or are you going to have a little bit more open-minded, wait and see, let's get it all in here kind of approach?
Yes, great point. And I like to think of myself as an open-minded person, but it didn't just start when I became chairman. I actually began running for office several years ago in 2010, and one of the big reasons is because I think we need to do some things to help turn our state into a good jobs magnet. And as I analyzed our tax situation back then, one of the things that really jumped up me was how tough we are in terms of taxes on working folks. So you're right, I've been a person that's talked a lot about that over the years. The Republicans in the House have spent a lot of time doing some analysis, and as you know, we've come up with our simple plan as some ideas to help move the state forward in a good way. And an income tax is one of those that's part of the Republican House group's thinking.
Is the crux of that plan to change a middle income tax bracket to where it gives some tax relief to some middle income Arkansans?
Yeah, I think the way that we've thought about it, Roby, is everybody that works or provides jobs has as perhaps their greatest business expense actual labor costs, especially as you start thinking about businesses in the 21st century where labor is an even more important part of the business operation. So whether you're a higher income worker, a middle income worker, or a low income worker, improving the income tax burden by lowering it for everybody is the right direction. As part of that, I feel strongly we need to dramatically lower the burden on the lowest income workers, more modestly lower the burden on middle income workers, and then slightly lower the burden on the highest income workers and job creators. So in summary, it's lower income taxes for all, but skewing the reductions to be greater at the lower ends.
And I don't have to tell you, but you know from watching the revenue picture and what comes through on the monthly budget reports that individual income tax collections are about 45-47% of the total tax collections for the state. Mm-hmm. You start skewing those numbers dramatically or even incrementally, and you change the revenue picture for the state of Arkansas. How do you accommodate that shift in income tax reform that you're advocating without harming some of the essential services such as public education and Medicaid?
Right. So number one, as we started, we need to look at the money flows into the state treasury. We need to look at the balanced budget. We need to look at the least of these, people on Medicaid, education adequacy, and other key priorities. We need to make sure that we've got those taken care of and overall not cut the budget. We can do this by slowing the growth of spending versus our historic norms. So if you look back in Arkansas over a period of 10 or 20 or 30 years, what you'll see is while any one year may see an increase of a small percentage or even a decrease, I think, in one or two of the years during the deep recession, over a long period of time in Arkansas, we tend to expand government spending at about twice the rate of economic growth in our state. Mm-hmm. So what that does and what that has meant over the decades is that the size of state government has grabbed a larger and larger portion of our entire economy. So we can provide good income tax relief and also meet the needs of some of these other tax problems and opportunities that we've got while meeting a balanced budget, while not cutting spending, but merely slowing the growth.
You think that the math will work, that you can provide income tax relief and it will be tied to slowing government growth in terms of spending, not necessarily cutting government spending?
Yes.
I'll be looking forward to those numbers. When do you think you'll have those projections?
Well, again, I think the projections are not so difficult to come up with, and I've got things I'm happy to walk through with people. I shared some of it back in Fayetteville. John Brummett came and we had a deep discussion about these things in public, and I walked through one potential plan with him literally for anyone to hear and see, and I'm happy to do that with other folks. That doesn't mean that plan is somehow magical, mm-hmm. But the benefit we've got, Roby, is time. So if someone were to say, gosh, the states around us generally tax middle-income workers in the 4 to 5% range, but here in Arkansas, we're at 7%, and what we want to do is get a lot closer to that median range, then over a period of steps, we can do that without cutting government spending, but by using the growth in revenues over a period of years and do it in a relatively evolutionary process that also happens in a relatively short period of time.
Representative Charlie Collins is a Republican from Fayetteville and is the chair of the House Revenue and Tax Committee. He talked to Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business. You can see and hear more from that conversation at talkbusiness.net. Support for talkbusiness.net on Ozarks at Large provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.